It's Friday, March 29th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in Nigeria's Middle Belt and northern regions have experienced consistent attacks from Islamic groups like Boko Haram and militant Fulani herdsmen, leading to the deaths of thousands since 2010. Over 300 Christians have been killed just in February and March of this year, reports International Christian Concern. Just last week, Boko Haram kidnapped 76 Nigerian Christians, killing 4 of them. But in God's providence, the lives of the rest were spared. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report following today's newscast about God's remarkable deliverance. Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." On Wednesday, a human rights court in British Columbia, Canada, ruled Christian activist Bill Watcott must pay $55,000 to politician Ronan Oger, who pretends to be a woman, for referring to Oger as a biological male. Watcott told LifeSite News, quote, "Jesus Christ is still Lord, and he will come again. I put my hope in that," end quote. John Carpe, president of the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedom, which intervened in the case, decried the ruling as an attack on freedom of expression. Pro-lifers have been gathering around the world this time of year to march for life. Last week, 2 million people marched in Argentina, and hundreds of thousands gathered across Argentina. In January, over 100,000 people marched in Washington, D.C., all in support of human life in the womb. Several hundred people also marched in Sweden on Sunday, in a country where no pro-life marches have taken place for years. The march took place despite threats from a Satanist group. A federal appeals court finalized a ruling on Tuesday, lifting the last of 4 injunctions against President Donald Trump's transgender military ban. The policy will go into effect on April 12th as planned, banning people with a history of gender confusion from the military. People pretending to be the opposite sex already in the military will be treated according to their biological sex, according to the new policy. Movita Johnson Harrell, a Democrat from Philadelphia, was sworn in as the first Muslim woman in the Pennsylvania state legislature on Monday, reports the Washington Post. The ceremony included a Quran and a Muslim prayer. However, shortly before the ceremony, Representative Stephanie Borowicz offered the House opening prayer, invoking the name of Jesus Christ 13 times and calling out to God for forgiveness, referencing 2 Chronicles 7:14.
God, forgive us. Jesus, we've lost sight of you. We've forgotten you, God, in our country. And we're asking you to forgive us, Jesus, that your promise and your word says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you'll heal our land.
Borowicz quickly faced backlash for her prayer, but she responded, quote, "That's how I pray every day. I don't apologize ever for praying," end quote. You can send Representative Borowicz an encouraging email through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The biggest Christian retail chain, Lifeway Christian Resources, will be closing its 170 stores by the end of the year as it focuses on digital channels, reports Evangelical Focus. A shift in the last decade toward online sales has seen the closure of other Christian book retailers like Family Christian and Cokesbury bookstores. On Tuesday, a federal district court ruled that the Obamacare abortion pill mandate cannot be used against the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute and its Family Talk radio show. This follows a broader trend of the Trump administration's Department of Justice, which refuses to defend that bad mandate that would force organizations to fund abortions despite their religious objections. Psalm 3:7-8 says, "Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people." And finally, make sure to see tonight or this weekend the incredibly powerful pro-life movie, Unplanned, which tells the story of Planned Parenthood director Abby Johnson from College Station, Texas, who, after overseeing 20,000 abortions in 8 years, became a pro-life advocate after she witnessed an ultrasound-guided abortion and subsequently quit. Watch the trailer and find a movie theater near you this weekend at the website unplannedfilm.com. That's unplannedfilm.com. Be aware that it does have an R rating, not because there's any nudity, sex scenes, bad language, or violence, but because it does show America what abortion is all about. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, March 29th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. Jesus Christ's body in Nigeria, Africa is still undergoing severe persecution. And just last week, Eternity News reports that 76 were kidnapped by the Muslim terrorist group known as Boko Haram. 4 of them were shot by a firing squad. And the report of what happened next is supernatural. The next morning, all of the remaining Christians, including children, were facing execution by Boko Haram militants. Right before the shots were to be fired, the soldiers began clutching at their heads and crying out, quote, snakes, snakes, end quote. Some even died on the spot. But as the soldiers were escaping, one Christian retrieved a gun they had left behind to shoot them. A little child, the youngest of the group, put his hand on the person's arm and said, quote, you don't need to do that. Can you not see the men in white fighting for us? End quote. Think back to a very similar story in 2 Kings 6, 16 and 17. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The Nigerian church continues to face violent persecution, the seizure of their lands by Fulani herdsmen, and murder at the hands of the Boko Haram militants. The Worldview spoke to Pastor Anayakan Ekpo, who lives in southern Nigeria, but has a son-in-law in northern Nigeria, where most of the persecution is happening.
The persecution is going from bad to worse. The brethren in the north, my son-in-law with my daughter is there in Jos, and so we pray for them every day and get news from them. A lot is happening, especially during the election and after the election. There's a lot of persecution and killing.
Ekpo said that the crackdown is only growing more intense.
When they do that, they take over the town or the village. They say they have the agenda through the president, and they want to make sure that only the Muslims that should occupy the north, that they want to make sure the Islamization of Nigeria takes effect. The churches will be more persecuted. They will make laws that the churches will be even forced to pay taxes. And if not, you close down. And the governor of Kaduna State has started bringing in certain laws that the churches should not have some programs in certain times. And you cannot listen to Christian radio or CD in your car.
He said that the regulations on Christians are tightening.
Church should not have prayer extended into the night, and there should be no loudspeaker while the mosque is blaring their loudspeaker outside. The church should not have. And then the pastor should only have license before they could be allowed to preach.
Ekpo said that even many of those who were recruited for the Nigerian army never get commissioned, so they revert to Boko Haram.
We are only praying to God to be in support and help of our people. And then the IDP camp, the indigenous people camp, sometimes they are bombed, sometimes the soldiers go in, but they may not be Nigerian soldiers, they are Boko Haram. Sometimes when Nigerian army recruits up to 1,000 young men and train them, then tomorrow perhaps will be their commissioning. 700 of them will miss in the camp. Only 300 will be commissioned. So the 700 who have escaped become Boko Haram. That means they have trained them to handle ammunition. And then the government through the back door gives them ammunition. And the Nigerian army will not be supported well.
He said that the persecution in northern Nigeria is only serving to make the church stronger.
We are happy for the Christians in the north. Persecution always strengthens the church and not destroy the church. What do destroy the church and become a temptation to the church is prosperity, unbelievers coming to the church and praying to the Christians. Nominalism. But in the north, you cannot go to the church until you are sure you say you are a Christian. So this thing is strengthening them. They now strengthen their position in Christ. They were not Christians because they want everything to go well with them.
Ekpo testified that these Nigerian Christians really understand the power of Jesus Christ dying for their sins, and they are not following him to have an easy life.
They were Christians because they know that the Lord Jesus Christ died for them, and they have come to him for their sin and for their salvation. So whatever is happening is strengthening the church. In around July, I attended a meeting in Jos. Then on a Sunday, I just walked down to the church. I was so happy. The situation I see there, they are so vibrant, so happy. And then I was given about 10 minutes to address them.
Romans 5:8 says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He shared that during his message to the Nigerians in Jos, they were greatly encouraged.
They were so much encouraged. You can see Jos beaming. So the Christians are happy. And then they are teaming up to support those Christians in their camp, whose villages and towns have been burnt down and destroyed. Oh, you see, some of them are widows, some of them are children, orphans, some of them are widowers. There, they decided they would not become Muslim.
Ekpo said that in the South, where things are easier, Christians are not as strong.
Here in the South, they must, if you become a Muslim, they give you cows, they can give you money. Our brethren in the north deny and reject all that. And they will not even give their children in marriage. But down in the south, they sometimes come and settle in some places here in the south. And then they send out their young men who make friends with our young girls. Not Christian, I can say nominal, because down here in the South, everybody's claimed to be a Christian, but some of them do not even know the message of salvation.
He laid out some specific prayer requests for the body of Christ Jesus in Nigeria, Africa.
Pray for us as well, that the Lord will help us to strengthen. We are training men in the Bible College here, and they come, we give them the solid teaching of the Word of God.
Ekpo asked that Christians around the world would also pray for a good preaching trip for him as he goes to Scotland to share with brothers and sisters there. Please don't cease in praying for the church in Nigeria that they would follow Jesus Christ no matter the cost. Let the words of Matthew 10:39 sink into all of us. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.